B105, the Big Dave Show. Yeah, so last week this happened.
What the heck is Tap Man doing?
Come on, can I keep it? I found it inside of my fit like 3 days. I can find your keepers, right?
It's huge.
I want to put this on our studio door.
All right, so that was a giant do not enter sign that across the street against the retaining wall had been sitting there for like 3 days, and we didn't know where it came from at first. We were just like, somebody's going to take it, and Statman, you just couldn't resist.
After 3 days of watching it sit there, nobody claiming it, it followed me home, and I'm going to keep it. It's mine now.
Well, we believe it belongs to our across-the-street neighbors at SynFed Credit Union, and joining us from there right now is the COO, the Chief Operating Officer, Eric Ketchum. Hi, Eric.
How you doing this morning, Big Dave?
Well, we're doing good. So you sent in a very entertaining email to Statman.
Yeah, dude, you got me kind of shaking in my boots a little. I'll read it for everybody. This is what I got. It goes, funny guy with sticky fingers. Your own video implicates you in the theft of our sign. It did not blow over into Hubbard's property as you claim. Not very proper behavior for an ordained minister. Theft and lying. Did you earn that designation or just slap your name on a certificate? I've turned our security footage over to the Cincinnati police to handle the matter, and they should be knocking on your studio door at any moment. I told them to look for a guy that resembles a goofy version of Raleigh Fingers or a 1930s era cartoon villain. I'm sure they'll have no problem identifying you. I'm like, oh no, the cops are on to me. I don't need another warrant. Eric,
that's
please,
hilarious.
Please tell me you're joking.
I'm clearly joking. You got to tell them the rest of the email. I love you guys over there. Always listen to B105. Listen to you guys coming in the morning from my drive-in from Indiana. And then I listen to Jesse and Anna on the way home. So I'm a big B105 fan. Love all you guys and all you do over there.
Well, we love it. Yeah. And Eric, we thought this sign, though, after looking at it, we see a pole in your drive-thru over there that seems to be missing a street sign.
Yes. Yeah, we put that up. We try and keep, occasionally we have somebody drives the wrong way through our one-way drive-through. So we put up those signs to try and help people understand the right way to navigate around our building in the morning.
And now you just are missing the sign, and we have it.
Yes,
and
people are driving recklessly backwards through your drive-thru.
So, you know, the other interesting thing about that story is right after you guys put that on your feed, one of the guys who sits right outside my office says, hey, are we missing a sign? B105's on the air talking about it. So I go looking for it. It didn't blow off 3 days before, or it wasn't sitting there for 3 days. It's been blown off since early April. I think it was like the 5th of April, according to our security footage.
So it's been
for a lot longer than 3 days.
Well, how did it end up blowing off and then going on the other side of your property at the retaining wall there? How did it get there?
I have no idea. I think it was some of those big storms we had earlier in the month just eventually loosened it up and blew it off. And I said something to our CEO, who sits in the corner office, can see your office from his pretty well. And he normally sees the people driving the wrong way through our drive-thru. I said, do you notice our sign was missing? He said, no, I didn't. But you know what? About 2 days ago, I saw some goofball run across the street, pick something up, and run back across the street with it over his head. And, I don't know what was going on, but now that you say it, yeah, our sign is missing. And I said, that's what it was.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Well, we found where it came from now.
And you're not too upset about it.
Yeah. Do you need it back?
No. I told Stat, hey, he seems to be enjoying it more than we do, and I need an opportunity to get a matching sign to the other one I got out there. So I want him to keep it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Nice.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, because I think we could do good here. How about whatever the value of the sign is, I will donate to Canine Comfort to kind of offset the loss.
Oh. I love it. I think that's a great idea. And I tell you what, Stat, you put in $60, I'll throw in $60, and we'll make it a win for everybody. I love that Canine Comfort deal you guys have with Cincinnati Children's Hospital right now, and I think that's a win for everybody.
Wow. All
right.
Yeah. The vet bundle. Boom.
Wow, Eric, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything you guys do.
Hey, you guys are great neighbors. Anytime a sign blows over, I'll let you know.
You guys can come over and see us, and maybe we can do some business. You don't have to take something every time you come over those steps.
There you go.
That's not the deal.
Thank you so much, Eric.
All right, you guys have a great day.